Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, our special Father's Day show. That was my high school graduate performing a song he wrote, played all the instruments, and mixed, and even made a music video for me, and who graduated from high school last night. It was quite a stirring event, though the lines and the waiting around and the reciting of the 500 names seemed interminable. But when they called my son's name and when they had fireworks and the kids all got out on the football field, and once it was all over, everybody was mingling and all the friends and family and parents were there. It was incredible. I was taking video, and I think I'll have a couple really cool video vlogs of I'm Not That Dad about my son's high school graduation. I will share one thing I learned. There were some valedictorians, and one of them was a young girl named Lucky Ding, obviously Asian. And another one was also, I guess, of Asian persuasion. After several others were mentioned, they mentioned Gabrielle Dong. And I thought, well, if Lucky and Gabe got together, they'd be Mr. and Mrs. Ding Dong. So, and I said this out loud as I'm videoing, and there's a family next to me, and they just start dying from laughter. I mean, I just kind of mumble it to myself. If they got together, they'd be Mr. and Mrs. Ding Dong. And I do think that was a pretty good moment, and I think I'll end my show today on somewhat of a lighter vein. We spoke about Father's Day today. We spoke with Wayne Levine, and we had two wonderful segments with Pastor Drew Sams, a new father. And I am so enjoying sharing his journey myself and with my listeners as he is has become a dad and is learning how to be a dad. I know he will be incredible, and I hope he ends up with more children, because I think that any children raised by him, adopted or otherwise, will be quite blessed. Next week, we will be talking about, as usual, my column, which is called The Novel of Having Kids. And that is a very specific reference, not the novelty, the novel of having kids. So I'll let you mull that, what that might mean. It's an interesting idea that I've been developing, and I thought I'd write it out, and the column is almost finished. And I think it's something a lot of parents will relate to. I hope you will like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is simply called A Dad's Point of View. We have about 4,500 people that like it from all over the world. And I say people because it's equally distributed between moms and dads. The thing that's so great about the community I've developed, the Dad Chat community and A Dad's Point of View, and my listeners on my radio show, is it's all dad, 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 yet we have equal participation from moms. And I would assert, as politically incorrect as I tend to be, that moms are interested in what dads are doing, or women are interested in what men are doing, whereas the opposite isn't quite as true. So if there's a mom chat, which I think there actually is, I would bet 95% of the participants are women and moms. And maybe a few dads are trolling, and not for maybe the most honorable reasons, or men, that is. Whereas my chat, Dad Chat, has absolutely equal participation from men and women, moms and dads, through no particular effort. It's just more organic. Not sure why that is, but I suspect it's that inherently women kind of, you know, lean towards those micro topics. And if they are a mom, they want to know about parenting from both points of view. Could be wrong. If you go to BruceAllen.com, you can see my Father's Day comic strip, which is called Dad Gets Sentimental Over Father's Day. And I include in it a real comic strip that my real son, because dad and son, the characters, and because I said so, are of course not me and not my son. But you can see the Father's Day comic strip that my son drew and gave me in 2008, and it's really kind of cool. That's on BruceAllen.com. You can also listen and watch the new vlog, which is Life Lessons, and It Ain't About Money. That's the name of it. We are at the end of the show. It's been really fun, and I hope I will see some of you at Dad Chat every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and thank him especially for that wonderful Groucho Marx Father's Day song. And I want to thank my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, the station manager here at KZSB AM 1290. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Happy Father's Day, and goodbye for now.